This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is kind of bizarre, this whole story about Britney Spears' dad being investigated for child abuse. Did you see this come out yesterday?
Whoa, what?
But not for one of his own children, for his grandkid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And apparently, you know who reported it to police?
I have no idea.
Kevin Federline.
Whoa. Britney's baby daddy.
Yep.
Whoa. So what are the allegations?
He said that Jamie Spears, her father, which it's still weird to me for some reason. I know, maybe it shouldn't be that the dad and the daughter are both Jamie's.
And
even though I know you see that with guys and dads.
Yeah, but the mom's name is Lynn. The dad's name is Jamie. And the daughter is Jamie Lynn. Jamie Lynn Spears. It's so confusing.
So weird.
Yeah.
So freaking weird, dude. Anyway, Kevin Federline reported that basically Jamie Spears, the father, had abused one of his sons, which is one of Jamie's grandsons.
Physically?
Yes.
Oh, come
on,
dude.
Yes, he said it went down on August 24th at Jamie Spears' home.
Oh, like a specific incident.
The father. I gotta clarify every time I say that now.
Yeah.
See? So they said that basically he broke down a door to get to his 13-year-old.
Jesus.
To his 13-year-old grandson, Sean, who's Kevin Federline's kid with Britney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and got into an argument, yeah.
Sean and Preston are old now.
Yeah.
Man.
They said that he violently grabbed him once he was in the room, but there were no visible bruises or injuries to the child. But yeah, it was serious enough. Kevin Federline wanted it reported to the authorities. But I mean, you're dealing with a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Teens are a nightmare. You don't get to go, like, beat their ass.
You can yell at them, tell them to do their homework, clean their room, but you can't whoop their ass. Come on.
We all want to whoop our teenagers' asses.
Uh-huh.
You just don't actually do it.
I just gotta, if this happened, okay, I'm saying Mr. Spears, the father, is a lucky guy because he should have got his ass whooped by that 13-year-old. 13-year-olds are tough these days,
they'll
man.
They'll beat up grandparents. They suck.
Grapes will get his.
Horrible. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Deep, though.
Crazy. So lots of drama in the Spears family, that's for sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I was just telling Givens my bad news, but now we're going to do good news.
Yes.
My parents have been in town for a week. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm still sleeping right now, so I can go off about this, but this is good news. I'll go off about that later.
Oh, yeah. Health is not for a couple hours.
My parents are driving me crazy.
Oh, my God.
Then the hurricane hits, and now they want to stay. They're staying an extra day. But this is good
news. This is good news.
This is great news.
This is good news, Allie.
I can't wait.
What is your good news? Because you've had so much of it so far this
morning. I know. I've had nothing but horrible news. No.
Yeah.
I was just telling Givens all the funny family crazy stories when your family's in town. But no, my good news is actually really good news.
Oh?
Today. September 4th, 2019.
Yes.
Is my baby Hudson's 6th birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, dear Hudson.
Happy birthday to you. Your C-section was the easiest thing I ever did because they drugged me up a lot. So I'm not going to shout that. Your labor was a nightmare.
Not a nightmare.
You were the beautiful thing when I got divorced. I love you.
Now please stop doing crazy eyes in all your pictures.
Hudson is my 6-year-old that won't stop with the crazy eyes in pictures. I'm so annoyed with it. I'm like, if you don't stop with the crazy eyes. And I cannot wait to tell you about his first day of kindergarten.
Oh.
And Owen's first day of second grade. They were at the same school and nothing went the way I thought it would have gone. It was the complete opposite.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Good for those I didn't think it'd go good for. Bad for those I didn't think it'd go bad for.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, but good news is, happy birthday to my baby. I can't believe that was 6 years ago that I got divorced and all that crazy stuff went down. I can't even, like, because that's all it goes back to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
clearly.
Like, oh, my God. That was 6 years ago. So, there you go.
My
crazy.
Good to
What's
piggyback.
Your good news?
I got to piggyback off of yours.
Yeah,
because your son
it's
turned
today. You're divorced.
No.
You have a divorce in your. I'm joking. You've never been divorced. I'm kidding.
It reminds me of a divorce in my life when my dad divorced my stepmom. Because today is my father's, I believe, 60th birthday.
I believe
my dad is 60 years old
in
today.
In fairness, I don't know how old my dad is. I know how old my mom is.
Yeah, I know how old my mom is too. It's weird, 'cause usually the women are the ones who, you know, air quotes, hide their age and try to, you know.
Yeah, not anymore. Not in 2019, no. baby. That's where we got Botox and we're allowed to scream. I'm 40 and it's the new 30.
Hell yeah.
Happy good news.
Happy good news. Yes, yes, yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I said stop eating.
That wasn't food.
My ass, that wasn't food.
It was
food.
Like a piece. Shut up, Kevin.
As you take a sip to wash down the food you just put in your mouth, as I literally said, I go, yo, stop eating. And she goes, what? I go, stop eating. She throws another piece in her mouth.
I didn't hear you until the food was in my mouth. It was good eggs.
You weren't listening. You heard me. You just weren't listening.
I'm never listening. Don't you know this about me?
Well, you're right.
I'm too busy thinking about what I'm going to say next. Have you not learned this about me? You keep talking while I think about my next thought.
Oh, my God. You're funny.
See, I was just thinking about what I was going to say next. Oh, God. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Hump day already. Thank God.
It feels like a Friday.
It does.
But a Tuesday at the same time.
We're slap happy. And I just, for some reason, I came in with story after story after story for Gibbons. And they were all insane stories.
Yeah.
So Gibbons has been sitting there with his tea all morning.
Seriously.
And he's just like, fill me in
more. No lie. Normally, it takes until about 7:30 for me to finish my energy drink. I kid you not.
I've got you all wound up already.
Bro, I got a sip and a half left in this bitch.
And I have the biggest cup of coffee you've ever seen.
And now I have a sip left.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, so can we talk about this? What did they... it was Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac High School.
What the hell's in the high school?
When I first saw this, I thought this has to be a senior prank. This has to be a senior prank. At Fond du Lac High School.
Yes.
Currently at this very moment.
Yes.
On the loose is a 3-foot python snake.
Ew, 3 feet?
They had a snake in their science lab, okay?
That's half of my body.
Yeah, yeah. A snake is gone in this high school. It's somewhere. They don't know where it is.
Nobody knows where the snake is.
No.
I'm not going in that school. If I was one of those kids, I'd be like,
Okay, now.
It's got to be outside somewhere.
Imagine there's a 3-foot python somewhere in the school on the loose. The
kids I'm not interested. I wouldn't go.
Kids are freaking. I would be freaking out. Parents freaking out. The principal of the school says, and I quote, "We're not concerned. It's a gentle snake."
Oh, Jesus.
Hell, dude.
I'm so happy you're not concerned. You're trying to calm our nerves. We're panicked the hell out. There's a freaking snake.
Dude, we're in Hell's Corners, and I'm terrified to use the bathroom here because this 3-foot python's going to come up through the toilet and bite me.
Oh, don't start that crap with that. Doesn't happen.
Hey, when I see a 3-foot snake on the loose, I'm hiding, baby. I'm scared.
That's one of your phobias, that a snake's going to come up the toilet.
You're damn
Are
right.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm half kidding.
You've seen too many horror movies.
No, I'm
dude.
Totally half kidding, but.
Okay, so wait a second. So I don't understand. How do you, I don't even know how you, I need a snake person. Tell me, how do you even, 71037 if you want to text. I don't even know, how do you even catch a snake in a school like that? Do you catch it?
You got to call
in. Is it in the vents? Where the hell is it?
You call in a plumber to check the toilets. You call in the
HVAC. It's not in the toilets.
You call the HVAC guy to check the air conditioning vents. And then you call in Mr. Horton, the shop guy, to check the wood shop room.
The wood
shop. It's going to be either in the toilet, in the ducts, the air conditioning ducts, or the wood shop room. You heard it here
so
first.
So they're just going to school and hoping nobody gets...
Yep. From what I've read.
From the nice snake.
His name is Kai. He's a beautiful, nice python. 3 feet long. I'm getting chills.
Can you imagine that conversation? like the superintendent's like,
Listen up, principal. You got to tell these kids, don't panic. There's just a 3-foot python on your school. Don't panic.
Meanwhile, every 14-year-old girl is screaming, running down the hall.
Every 14-year-old girl and probably half the teachers.
The dudes are scared too.
There's a 50-year-old gym teacher at that school right now. A male gym teacher who's wearing shorts that are way too short for him, and he is scared to death right now.
You're right.
I guarantee. Guaranteed.
Love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. What up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I'll handle this before I get into what story Ariana Grande is suing that we have all been to.
Really?
Gibbons, you have to admit that you were wrong on... You said it on the air.
I know. Okay.
Go back and admit it.
Okay.
What did you say wrong on the air 10 minutes ago, if not even 5 minutes ago?
When mother chastises me, I will admit when I'm wrong.
You can't call other people out on the air, ask them a quiz question, and then not even know the damn answer. That's not fair.
Okay. The morning quickie question was, where will you learn about the periodic table of elements? And I said, it was science class. That answer was correct.
And you said, you asked the guy, what does BR stand for?
BR on the periodic table.
I have no idea. He didn't know, Mike, on the phone.
So I said baranium, because that's what I thought it was.
You didn't even know. You weren't even right. Are you kidding me?
I thought I was right, Allie. I'm admitting I was wrong. I'm giving you what you wanted. You wanted me to admit I was wrong. I'm admitting
that's
I was
not,
wrong.
I want you to stop shouting out false information, because that's why we're so dumb nowadays.
But wait, there's more.
Some kid believed that.
I was even dumber. Okay. BR on the periodic table is actually bromine. And baranium isn't even an actual thing on the periodic table.
Well, good thing they taught me that, because I used the BR very many times in my life. Didn't you? Didn't you need to know that symbol growing up?
Actually, now? Actually, no, not at all. Not at all.
Exactly. I don't even need to know H2O. Just say water. Just tell me water.
Give me water.
Why do I need two words for it? I don't need
chemical compounds.
Who the hell cares?
You know who needs chemical compounds? People making meth labs. And I ain't making no damn meth lab here, okay?
You're damn right, Jay. So that'd be a problem. All right, so let's get into the Hollywood dirt. Okay, so Ariana Grande suing Forever 21.
Whoa.
Which women all over America have been to for years.
Generationally.
I'm not a big Forever 21 girl. But one of my best friends is, and I used to crack up going to shop with her there. She'd be like, I need some cheap clothes that shows a lot of skin. Let's go to Forever 21. I'd be like, Boom. Let's go, girl.
How come it wasn't your vibe?
It was a little too junior clothing-ish for me.
Okay.
Make any sense?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost too... Editor. Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah, that wasn't your vibe. Okay.
It just wasn't my vibe. I mean, there's all kinds of stores I love. I don't dislike Forever 21. I probably bought stuff there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember when it was, that's for sure. But anyway, she's suing them for using a lookalike model. She's claiming, she is a $10 million lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Against Forever 21. Ariana Grande is not having it. And against Riley Rose, claiming they stole her name, likeness, and other intellectual property to promote their brands for free. She said that basically the brand sought the endorsement from her of its clothing and accessory products like earlier this year. So Forever 21 goes to Ariana Grande. They're like, will you represent our brand? And she declined because they didn't want to pay her whatever she thought she was worth.
Hey.
Okay, so Ariana Grande said, no, thank you.
Business.
She claims that then Forever 21 launched misleading campaigns on their websites and social media, publishing at least 30 unauthorized images and videos that basically misappropriate her name and likeness.
Bro, you can't do
that. She said the website featured a mix of actual photos of Ariana as well as a model that looks very similar to Ariana.
Yikes.
Yeah, they styled her with same fashion, hairdo, everything as Ariana. Now they've all been pulled down from Forever 21. No, Forever 21's Instagram. They got them all off of there after Ariana filed this lawsuit.
But
they've been hit with lawsuits apparently like this many times before. Ooh. It's not the first time they've like... That's shady.
Yeah,
it's so obvious.
Yeah, I'm not an officer of the law here, but if you're pulling the images, that's kind of almost an admission of guilt. I mean, I'm not an officer of the law. I just saying.
Well, and I don't even know why you would... Well, they probably had to pull the images because...
Just in case.
They would probably be like, those images were up for 403 days. You're going to have to pay for every day you used her likeness. So they're probably like, pull them down.
Get them out of here.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty bad if they're pulling their pictures off Instagram.
I'm just going to have my tea and popcorn ready.
But now they're getting pressed, see? So
true.
Is it all a trick? I believe that Ariana turned. I can't see her representing Forever 21. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point about Forever 21. It's just not the classy of like classiest. It's like where you go to get your salute clothes for Saturday night. You know, that was maybe the way I should have said in the beginning.
Mike, drop.
Okay,
that was perfectly
go.
Put. Yes.
Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You know, I don't appreciate people messing with my emotions.
Thank you. I swear to God, Allie.
I feel like I've been screwed with. Do you feel the same?
Yes, I was going to use those same words. My emotions are being toyed with.
I'm telling you, man.
And you know what? My wallet's kind of being toyed with, too. And I don't appreciate either. Thank you very much.
I agree, because I'm a little confused. Yesterday, we talked about how this guy on the Packers.
Yep, a new
Savage,
draft pick. Darnell. Savage.
What a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Was changing his number to 21.
Yes.
so that he becomes 21 Savage.
He used to wear 21 when he was younger, and now it's a big thing because of 21 Savage. He thought it would be pretty cool. He said he's going to change his number.
So, we were talking yesterday, how genius. They're going to sell so many jerseys off this guy because everyone's going to want a 21 Savage jersey. You know what I mean? How funny.
Uh-huh.
So we talked about this yesterday, and now they're saying he's got to go back to number 26.
They're saying he's going back to 26. There's no explanation. I am upset.
Quit playing with my emotions.
I swear to you, Allie, I was ready to go to Packers.com. I was going to buy that jersey, and I was going to rock the 21 Savage jersey all season long.
Yeah.
But this would have made me so mad because this would have been the second time I've gotten screwed by a Packers jersey.
Why?
Here in Wisconsin.
What was the other one?
When I first moved here, like a month after I moved here, I got an Eddie Lacy jersey. Remember the running back Eddie Lacy?
Yes.
I got that jersey. I wore it for one game, which was his last game.
Oh, no.
And then the rest of the season, my friends were like, you screwed us, man, with the Lacy jersey. Now Lacy's not playing. I still have the jersey. Hold on.
You know what tomorrow is? It's the first game, brother.
Oh, my God. They're Thursday. They're kicking off the season against the... Oh, my God. Can you talk amongst yourselves? I have to look something up real quick.
I know that... You know why I remembered the first game?
Why?
I'll actually tell you this while you're looking this up. Here's a great story about people that don't have cable anymore.
Yes.
So Pottery Guy's like, I don't know how I'm going to watch the Packer game. I don't have cable.
Uh-huh.
And so... He tried to get YouTube TV or some crap. I don't know.
Sucks.
He was telling me about it. I don't know. I don't care about that. Listen.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, because the game's on Thursday. I went, oh my God, the Packer game's on Thursday.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So all these people who only have Netflix are panicking.
What am I going to do?
How am I going to watch the game? You can go to a bar.
Of course. Okay, I looked up what I wanted to look up, and I thought for a second that Eddie Lacy might have been number 26 here, so that I could have made the 26 the Savage jersey.
Just cover it up with duct tape and put Savage.
But he's number 27, so I'm going to have to make up another new jersey for him.
Man. Yikes.
I tried, and I failed.
Tomorrow night is the game. Packers are back for... This is for real.
This is for real,
we count
for real.
This one against the Bears.
We're
going to
beat the crap out of the Bears. The 100th season of the NFL. The greatest rivalry in the NFL.
On a thirsty Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
Bring it.
Sign me up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Take a guess without knowing how many layers I have on, because it's layer season. This is where we go hard in the morning.
Yep.
And then by afternoon, we have nothing but shorts and a t-shirt on.
How many layers? I don't want to look at you because I could... Okay, I'm guessing three. You've got on a t-shirt, you got on a long sleeve, and you got on a zip up. Hat off, jacket off.
So count them.
Okay, one layer. She's got a long sleeve on under that. No, short sleeve. Two layers. Okay. Now she's got a long sleeve on.
I'm not going to flash you.
I was wondering because this is three layers. Jesus Christ. Three? Four layers?
No, I won't take that off.
Allison, put your shirt back on. You have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend. Put your shirt back on.
I have on a tank top. Stop being dramatic.
I
wanted to do that on the air because I thought to myself this morning, do I really have on this many layers? How is this possible?
This
tank top, long sleeve shirt. T-shirt over the long sleeve shirt, hoodie.
Okay.
It's absurd the layers we do in fall. I just want to throw it out there, and I'm done stealing your thunder.
I'm swerving.
I'll get dressed now.
No, I'm swerving because I'm pissed off.
Why?
I love this time of year, I hate this time
of
year at the same time. Because I love nothing more, Allie, than waking up in the morning, okay?
Yes.
Taking the dogs out for a walk, even when it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and feeling just that little chill. Just a little chill, right?
Because it's not balls hot out, right? Fair enough.
But I freaking hate it because, like you, I'll come into work with two or three or four layers on. And when the business office opens at 8 o'clock...
I know. You got to rip it all off.
No, but even inside the building, when the business office opens, the temperature changes. It's either super hot or super cold.
That's actually true.
It'll get super freaking cold in the studio, so I keep my layers on, right? And I'm thinking to myself...
Layer City, Texas 71037,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
I'm thinking to myself, well, it's been cold as hell since this morning. It's been cold as hell inside.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep what I'm wearing on to walk out to my car. And by the time I walk, without exaggeration, Allie, 55 feet from the front door of the station to my car, I am pouring sweat. I hate this time of year.
Because you've got too many layers on now.
Yep, and I've assumed because I've been cold.
And you assume. It is. It's the back to school fall weather where you're just layered. Half the time you're sweating.
Yes.
And half the time you're freezing.
And then,
like I said, Texas 71037, seriously.
And then I woke up this morning, Allie. I went to bed kind of chilly, so I like bundled up with the blankets, which I never do. Woke up this morning in a freaking sweat because I was hot as balls. This weather is... I'm glad you brought this up because I'm triggered.
Did I trigger you?
I can't stand it. I know we're not alone.
You hate layer weather is what you're getting at.
And then, yeah, Allie, and when you go...
It's fair.
When you go
it's
to pick up when you pick up the kids from school at the end
they'll
of the day.
They'll have a coat that they're not wearing anymore. They'll have like a jacket, a hoodie.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's all layers.
But then you'll see the one random dad who's about 5'7", probably like 250, 300 pounds, but he's got on a winter beanie. He's got on a hoodie, but then he's got on shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, but that dad wears a winter beanie all year long.
And the shorts and flip-flops. Is
people texting in. I see you looking at the text.
Yes.
Are they losing their minds about the layers?
Yes. FYI, someone said, FYI, not supposed to be in the 60s. Not to be out in the 60s all day, so it's going to be cold. Okay. I work at a school, someone said, the 71037. I work at a school with no air conditioning. I can relate. Oh my God, they're coming in. I was shivering at my work because a work break yesterday, and then went. By the time I was off, I was sweating walking to my car. Another text is 71037. My only layers are a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah. Dude, they're keep people in. Are saying like working at the hospital is the worst. They must be work in places where they have to like change the layer temperature up. And layer up because it's cold in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who said I love layer season? You know what? They said I get a stock pull at work for winter. I don't even know what that means.
Somebody
said, Allie, a bra is a layer. So then let's go another layer then.
Allie, put your shirt back on.
I told you
have a boyfriend and I have a girlfriend, Allie. God.
Yeah, but you're like my brother. So if you see my boobs, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
No.
Okay, so keep texting to 71037 about the layers because we're just as furious as you are.
I'm sweating.
Now you're mad again.
I'm sweating
though.
You're
wearing one layer.
I'm taking it off.
Coming up next, you're telling. Oh my God, he's
naked. I'm taking the layer off.
Your shirt. Everybody's naked.
I swear to God.
Is this legal?
Oh, it sucks.
My favorite text so far. Let me just read it to you.
Oh God.
I love the fall season. My inner white girl Jessica comes out for pumpkin spice lattes. Keep in mind, I'm a big black guy.
Oh my God.
Somebody else said, I love fall clothes, but hate going from being cold to sweating. So annoying.
And then when you go from sweating to cold, it's terrible.
By the way, whoever texted in, wait, Allie has a boyfriend? They said, I've been on vacation. What, you've been on vacation for 3 months?
Yo, seriously. Seriously, though.
Yes, that's a fact.
Yes.
I do.
Catch up on the podcast, 1037kissfm.com. The whole show's there. Individual segments are there. If you miss it, you can catch up.
Not a long time. It's new.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not a long, like, it just happened.
Yeah.
I don't want them to think they missed, like, 2 years of a relationship.
No. In the last month or so.
I just met the guy, okay?
Yeah, and you just became official.
It's very juicy. Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody else wrote, long underwear is my guilty pleasure. You can wear less layers on top with long underwear on the bottom. Interesting.
But as a guy, if I'm wearing long layers on the bottom, I'm sweating even more down there. And I already, as a guy, I have problems
with the sweating.
You got to remember, Allie, I'm a giant hairy man, so I have a sweater on me pretty much at all times, without exaggeration.
It's like being a dog.
It really is.
Fur all the time.
It really is, dude. You think it's a lie? Like 100%.
But then you grow your beard out. You don't shave it. You're doing it to yourself, brother.
Oh, I did, and this it did. The beard is warm, but I thought it was going to be colder again. In the morning, Allie, the beard feels great because it's covering the coldness.
The cold.
By the end
of
the day,
How many layers did I have on when you counted? I ripped them all off.
You had four, but if we're counting the bra, which someone had texted,
okay,
that's five.
I don't really count the bra, but fine. It does give you a little bit of a warmth of layer.
Yeah.
A layer of warmth, whatever. Okay, so this got us on the tangent of how mad we get about how we get up in the morning. We don't know. We have to dress in 9 layers.
Yep.
And by 3 p.m., I'm walking around in shorts and a tank top. Like, what the hell?
Sweating.
I had on a sweatshirt this morning when I got to work, you know? So people are texting in. They said, I wear summer year-round, right down to the flip-flops. Okay, you're the people we make fun of.
You're out of control, okay?
You're the guy in the office who wears shorts in winter and we make fun of him. There's always that guy.
100%. 100%.
There's always that guy pick and save.
Yes!
How many Wisconsin guys do you know? How many Wisconsin guys do you know that will wear shorts in the winter? And I'm like, you're a lunatic.
I
know quite a few.
My legs aren't cold, Allie. What do you got? My legs aren't cold. What's the big deal?
It's so strange.
It's Wisconsin. Live with it, damn it.
Oh, man. Somebody said, you can always wear a zip up. And open it up when you're hot, then zip it up when you're cold. That doesn't work.
It's still covering you.
Once I'm sweating, I need it off me.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well, get those texts in to 71037. Somebody said, cuddle duds for the win. Sounds like my mom.
Oh, God.
My mom's always like, I got some new cuddle duds. They're fantastic.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Happy layer season.
Woo-hoo!
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, Gibbons.
Yeah?
Should I just give their number out on the air?
You know what?
Should I say screw this person, hell to the naw?
You probably should.
Thinking about giving out somebody's number on the air who texted in a giant hell to the naw. You know what they wrote into us?
What'd that
in
son of a biscuit
caps?
Say? Oh, God.
Should have known it was an 847 number. Chicago.
What'd they say?
All caps. They texted in, go Bears. Hell no, no. You better get to stepping.
Allie?
Tomorrow is the game. First game of the season. Packers and Bears.
I will see their go Bears and raise them a go Pack go.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes,
damn
that.
Right.
Huh.
You know
what? I decide what Packer shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow. This is exciting.
Okay, this just dawned on me in the moment. And this might be a hell to the knot for me.
What?
I don't have cable. And tomorrow's Thursday night game.
I just told you that my dude was going through this.
I know, but I'm
panicking.
But
he said he doesn't have cable. How's he going to watch the Packer game?
In the moment, I thought that it literally just you talked about it earlier, but
well,
it just
don't.
You two
can go to a bar, and I'm kidding.
Is he? No. Okay, let's talk though. Is he free? Is he free tomorrow night?
Yes, he's free.
Are you hanging out with him?
Are you trying to date my man?
I'm just trying to see.
What do you want? Can I get the hell to the non? Gibbon's trying to move in on my dude.
I'm just saying we both.
Trying to get a little close?
I'm just saying him and I both don't have cable. We both have nothing going on for the game. Maybe I want to hang out with him.
He has me going on. He's got things to do, okay?
Don't call yourself a thing, Allie. You're not a thing. You're not a thing, Allie. You are a person. You're a beautiful lady,
Gibbon's
okay?
Maybe we'll hang out with you for the game.
Maybe. You know what? For everyone listening, that's one giant, big, fantastic.
Nope. That's actually a probably, but I'm thinking about it.
Just thinking about it.
You're not going to keep my friends farther away, so they can't tell them all my secrets.
Listen, Allie, I promise, if you let me hang out with Pottery Guy tomorrow, I won't get blackout drunk like
yes,
I did the first
will.
Time I met him.
Yes, you will.
I totally will.
You totally will.
I totally will.
Come on. Look, the point is, there are people out there now who don't have cable, and the Packer game is on tomorrow, and what, they're just going to go to a bar? Like, because I have cable. So basically, you and Pottery Guy should be really being really nice to me right now. Or you could just be really mean to me and go to a bar and drink without me.
Well, you know what?
You don't even want to hit hell to the no, because that's a hell to the yes, isn't
I know,
it?
I'm trying.
All these people are texting in, yo, Gibbs, come over. I got you for the game. Free food and beer.
Oh, well, I almost
Somebody
cursed. Sign
else
me
said,
up.
I'll go to the bar and watch it with him.
Yo, hit me up on social media at Radio Gibbons. I have no plan for the Packers.
Clearly, we need to be having Packer parties at bars,
Allie,
because I didn't know people actually wanted to hang out with us for these things.
Every time I'm saying Packers, my voice keeps cracking. I have no idea why. Am I losing my voice?
I don't know. Maybe it's because you've been screaming.
Jesus Christmas, man.
Oh, so anyway, whoever texted in Go Bears, hell to the knob.
Dude, GTFO. And Allie,
and I should give their number. Oh, now a 414 did Go Bears. You know what? Oh, and somebody, we got some great texts in, by the way, that are not held to the knobs about the Packer game. It says, do the free trials of Hulu Live or YouTube TV. Like, get a free week trial. But
okay.
Here's the problem. We don't cancel then.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep it real, people.
I will set it up.
But
I'll
a week later, I forgot I even bought the damn thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Ugh.
It's no good for me to do the free trial and then cancel. I don't actually cancel.
Come on now.
I intend to.
But you never do.
Never do.
I signed up for the Amazon Prime free trial and set a reminder for myself.
Did you
make
still
sure you
not
cancel.
Do it?
I have a reminder on my phone still 6 months later having canceled. Swear to God. Swear to God.
People are saying this should be televised on normal TV. But yeah, but then you still need an antenna, don't you?
I do.
Like, you don't even have, you still need something.
But I do have an antenna that we do have
to
at
get
the Gibbons household. Yep.
Well, then you're fine.
Let's hope.
Oh my gosh, look, people are saying join us at Barley Pop in Germantown, Gibbons. We have the game. All these people want to hang out with you, but
bro,
Germantown's a bit of a jaunt.
Listen, Radio Gibbons, hit me up. You can text in if you want, but hit me up personally at Radio Gibbons if you really want to hang out, because people will say that, oh, come hang out with me. They don't really want to hang out with me.
How do we blackball all these 414 numbers texting in Da Bears?
Yo, they're okay.
How do I block them?
Let me open up the curtain a little bit. On our text line, it says the stream, which is the text we sent in. Right next to it is blocked participants. You Bears fans are about to get your asses blocked. I'm just saying.
You know why? Because I don't need the stress at work of reading Go Bears texts.
Okay, final bow on top, though. There are texts that are saying the game is on NBC,
yes,
which is normal and regular.
But you still need an antenna, right? If you don't have cable. That's all
no,
I was getting
yeah,
at.
I do
it's
have
not
the
like it just a imaginary, like NBC shows up.
I'm going to stop talking to Allie. Hey, pottery guy, if you're listening, okay?
You know what?
It just so happens that
at
my house, hey, he could be listening and working at the same time. At my house, pottery guy, I got a fridge full of Natterdays. I got all the fun in the world. I'll make your favorite dips. Come on over and watch the game with your boy. Yes, Allie, your hand is up.
Hey, pottery guy, at my house, I got that.
Ah, son of a bitch.
And guess what else I have? A TV and food. I have food, I have a TV, I have silence, and I have one thing Gibbons can never deliver on, so I win.
Damn it! She's right! I hate it when she's right.
But if he wants to hang out with you, have at it.
Hey, the putty cat always wins, okay? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If I'm lying, I'm flying. My feet are on the ground.
You're cracking me up right now.
You know it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Lizzo is definitely living her best life. Because I don't know if you know this about Lizzo. But she is one confident woman.
Yeah.
And then it came out that she finally got her number one song.
Woo!
You gotta love it with Truth Hurts just there. She kicked Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello out.
Damn.
Of the number one spot. So Lizzo's living her best life. Finally at number one.
Yay, yay.
So, Gibbons, you said you were going to blow my mind with how you're living your best life.
I would like to lead off living my best life because, Allie.
Yes.
You don't know it until this very moment.
What?
But there's officially a Packer party at your house Thursday night.
Well, you didn't invite everybody, did you?
No,
not
yet.
A Facebook invite
not
or something?
Not yet. But I'm talking on the side to Pottery Guy on Facebook Messenger
Jesus.
Right now.
Jesus.
And I'm going, dude,
what
like...
I will tell you
the full conversation.
You're living your best life with my... You know I hate saying the word.
With your what?
You know what?
With your what?
My boyfriend.
What? He said it.
I'm too old to use the word boyfriend.
I Facebook messaged him, right?
Yes.
All I said was bros before hoes, bro. Joking, obviously, right?
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
I'm not kidding when I say sisters before misters.
And he goes, well, dude, let's do a Packer party at Allie's house.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I go... Let's turn that crib into a frat house. I'll wear my college shirt like the guy from Animal House, and I'll chug Jack Daniels. It'll be awesome. He goes,
we may live our best life.
And then he goes, pottery guy, your boyfriend to me on Facebook
what
goes,
did he say?
He goes, well, I don't have work on Friday. Let's rage. I go, I have work on Friday, bro, and I get up early as hell.
I have work on Friday.
But then, Allie, and this is where you'll come into it, he goes, I think she's going to want to have a party, a celebration of her parents maybe leaving town. So, okay, given all of that, are you in for the Packer party tomorrow?
Actually, there may need to be a party to,
I'm just
to live
saying.
My best life. No offense, Mom and Dad, or total offense.
I mean, you know, no offense
at
all.
A week-long trip with your parents is too much.
Imagine, the light bulb just went off.
What?
You're now tasked. I got this.
Yes.
You are now tasked with taking your parents to the airport, right? Tomorrow.
Yes.
By the time you get home tomorrow from taking them to the airport, I will be there with streamers, with decoration, with party favors.
You're going to regret that, Gibbons. It's so much work. It seems fun in theory that you're really going to decorate my house.
To show up and make your week better? You're damn right
Can
I will.
Can you come over before and clean it, though?
I know this is living your best life, but... Never. I already got one house I don't clean. Come
man.
On.
Well, somebody just texted it. NBC has free streaming.
Okay. So it'll be on national TV on NBC tomorrow. Okay.
But what the hell? There might need to be a celebration for Stan and Nancy leaving. No offense, Mom and Dad.
Might need to be. No, there is going to be a celebration. Maybe because of that, but definitely because it's Packers, baby. Packers season.
Go, Pack, go. And you can text in how you're living your best life to 71037 because we love hearing
I've been having this whole party plan. How are you living your best life? Do we even go to you yet?
Oh, my gosh. How am I living my best life? Well, I sneak out of the house at night. Is that weird?
No.
Now that my parents are here, I sneak out.
Uh-huh.
I put my kids to bed, and then I sneak out like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And I lie to them. I tell them I'm going somewhere else, but I really go to Pottery Guy's house. Isn't that funny?
You dirty girl.
And my mom knows anyway, because she goes, you coming home tonight? And I said, Jesus, Mom, you got to say that in front of Dad.
I hope they're not listening. Otherwise, they're never going to leave. They're like, no, we're staying. Allison, I'm staying. But, Stan, I don't want to. Allison, Nance, we're leaving. I'm staying. We're leaving. I don't know what we're doing.
Living my best life.
Hell,
gotta love it. Oh my goodness.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
It is a party here this morning.
It is a party because it's a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
So that already made us happy. Mm-hmm. First day of school was yesterday, so now I am free till 3 o'clock.
Yes. You could do that at 3?
3:30.
Okay.
So that, which is weird. And I thought, oh, I'll have all this extra time to myself. And guess what time I got home to go get them?
What time?
3:25. I literally pulled into my garage and I said, so much for that free day I was supposed to have every day now until 3.
The hell?
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, so the first day of school was yesterday. But first, can we get to the juice? Before I tell you how horribly backwards their first day went. It was not what I expected at all. I was shocked when they came home and told me this.
Okay.
But first, today's a special day.
Aww.
Because Hudson will forever be the oldest kid in his class. His birthday is September 4th. Today.
That's the cutoff, right?
Today. Normally. And he turns 6. No, the cutoff is September 1st.
Oh, okay.
So he's always, unless somebody has a birthday on the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, he's always going to be the oldest in his class. So it's his birthday, so I want to call him. You got him on the phone?
Is this Hudson?
Hudson,
I got one thing to say to you. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Are you excited to take treats to school today?
Yes.
What are you taking for your birthday?
Rice Krispies.
Are you going to share them with your new kindergarten class?
Yeah.
And how old are you today?
6.
6?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Go get a job.
Go get a job. I need you to pay bills.
Okay. I don't pay bills.
You'll pay bills?
You pay bills.
Great. All right, Hudson, I love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Allie, I have...
She loved talking to kids on the phone.
I love talking to the kid, but I have a major question, and this could 100% cement you as the world's okayest mom.
What?
You asked him what he was taking into school. Mm-hmm. He said Rice Krispies. I'm hoping he meant Rice Krispie treats, and you didn't just send in a box of Rice Krispies and go, here you go.
No, I sent in Rice Krispie treats, and can I tell you why for the first year ever I did that?
Yes.
Because my friend, who's a 4th grade teacher and has been for years, what up, Carrie?
Yeah.
She said to me the other day, what are you sending to school? And I said, cupcakes, duh. And she goes, no. I go, what do you mean? She goes, teachers hate cupcakes. I go, what? She goes, they're messy.
Makes sense.
It's a kindergarten class. I go, I never thought about it. So many teachers must hate me for bringing cupcakes. So I changed everything and I went and got Rice Krispie treats, prepackaged, 40 in the case.
Boom.
Take them to school. Have a great day, man.
Boom, I just want
to throw that out there, that it never occurred to me that teachers would hate stuff like with icing, but it's true. What a mess. With kindergartners, you'd have to go help them all clean up. It's the worst.
You're there till 8 at night cleaning up the classroom.
What a nightmare. So yeah, my baby turns 6 today, which is insane. That's my youngest, he's 6 years old. But yesterday, I assumed, because Hudson is Mr. Personality. I call him the mayor. No matter where we go, people are like, hey, Hudson. It's always like kids at Target or at the baseball fields or wherever we are, he knows somebody, I don't know how he knows all these people, but he's really outgoing like I am.
Popular.
Oh, and shy. He tends to be a loner at times. Yesterday, when I picked him up, Owen comes out all happy and smiling like he just had the best day of his life.
Whoa.
And I said, Owen, how was school? He goes, great. I go, 2nd grade was good. He goes, great. And I was like, so happy.
Now, I can remember like 2 years ago when he was in kindergarten, he was having anxiety and all kinds of crazy.
You don't know how much we've been through with that kid, that poor kid.
Because
he was a little bit older when we got divorced. So we kind of had to deal with that. Because then you got the parents are screwed up and there's a lot going on. So Hudson is like and it doesn't even faze him because he was a baby when I got divorced. He wasn't even born.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Hudson doesn't remember anything. So Owen was like thriving when he ran out of 2nd grade. And then Hudson, I'm thinking, is going to come out with like 12 new friends.
Yeah.
He walks out and he goes, I go, how was school? He goes, nobody played with me at recess.
Oh, come on. I said,
you're the mayor. What are you talking about?
You're talking to your kid like, you're the mayor,
I'm like,
Hudson.
You have a freaking cast on your arm. You broke your arm. You're cool. Go show him your cast.
Yeah.
And I said, Owen, why wouldn't you play with your brother at recess? Hudson goes, he wouldn't play with me.
Aww.
And I said to Owen, what the hell? He said, why won't you play with your brother?
Yeah.
He's in kindergarten. He needs your guidance. Be kind. He goes, well, all the older kids are around. I go, oh, so it's not cool for you to play with a kindergartner, even though it's your little brother. And I was like, how about you do the right thing and stop worrying about these other people who care what other people think? Screw those people. And Owen goes, yeah, screw them. I go, don't say that. I go, we don't care what they think. Do the right thing. Help your brother and think about how you would have felt in kindergarten if he was ignoring you on the playground on your first day of recess.
Allie,
well, this has got to be sibling crap, huh?
This is going to be the rest of your life.
So annoying.
Why
can't they just be friends?
They can be friends, just not when Owen's around the bigger kids. The good news is, and this just popped into my head, actually. Yeah. Owen's friends will be still 2 years older, but smaller than Hudson. I guarantee a lot of Owen's friends
will. Hudson will probably date some of,
So just give it a little time. It was the first day.
I was shocked. I thought Hudson would be like the mayor and Owen would come out like, what? Owen, it was, and Hudson didn't have a bad day. Hudson actually had a good day in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mom, you go, what do you mean nobody played with you? Which is probably an exaggeration.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
I think he'll be all right.
Or Hudson was running around screaming inappropriate things at other children, which isn't a long shot either, because at pickup, I'll leave you with this.
Oh, jeez.
I walked over to pick him up. He's a walker. And there was another mom there. Mm-hmm. And our kids are in the same class, we found out. We live near each other.
Yay.
And the mom says to Hudson, what happened to your arm? Because he's got a broken arm.
Uh-huh.
You know what this kid, 6 years old, turned and looked at her and goes, nothing you need to be worried about.
Whoa!
I about lost it. I said, you don't talk to people like that, especially grown-ups. I was like, and then I'm inside thinking, he gets it from you, you lunatic. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm going, you don't talk to people like that.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I was so embarrassed. The new mom's got to think we're just the trashiest people on the block, and
they're
kind of debatable.
Incorrect.
Shut up.
Huh? Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Where's Riggs to say, it's a hoodie. You need a light jacket today. His favorite thing to say.
He's either in Switzerland or watching the Hallmark Channel. I haven't figured out which yet.
It's funny you said that, because that's what I was going to tell you.
Oh, really?
Women are going to lose their minds. They came out with the schedule now for the 2019 holiday Hallmark Christmas movie schedule.
Oh my God.
I don't get into this crap. I'm just keeping. I'll watch Christmas movies all day long. Little Christmas Vacation, best one ever.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie of all time has to be Christmas Vacation.
It has to be. It's still hysterical to this day. But there's a bunch, you know. Anyway, point is this.
I take that back.
What?
Elf.
Mm.
Nostalgia took me to Christmas Vacation, but all-time favorite, I gotta go Elf.
Elf is great too, that's for sure. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary of the Hallmark Christmas movies. So, in honor of that, they're going to bring you the movies very soon, ladies. October 25th is the starting date.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to air 40 brand new Christmas movies in total.
Bro, you know why they're doing this. Think about it.
Because of what's-her-face.
Yep.
I just blanked out on her damn name. Shows you how quickly we forget.
Lori Loughlin. Jinx.
Well, don't worry, though. Lori Loughlin is not going to be on the Hallmark Channel, but you will get your Candace Cameron.
Thank God.
You get your Jodie Sweetin.
Oh.
You get your Lacey, Mean Girls and Party of Five. Party of Five!
Oh my God.
There's a blast from the past, Party of Five.
Was she on Party of Five?
Hell yeah, she was the little kid.
That was Jennifer Love Hewitt, I thought.
No, Jennifer Love Hewitt was like a girlfriend on Party of Five.
Because I always...
Lacey Chabert, you can text in at 71037, or Lacey, she was definitely the little kid. I thought she was the little kid Party of Five,
because I've always seen Lacey Chabert as the poor man's Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like, she got the roles that Jennifer Love Hewitt would turn down.
You did.
Back in the day.
Yeah, you want to argue with me some more as I'm pulling up every picture of the family?
I don't want to argue. I was just curious. I was wrong.
Was what I knew her from. Before Mean Girls, I only knew her from Party of Five.
You were 100% right. Yeah. I was incorrect.
Sorry.
No, all good.
I was sure I was right, but then that little...
I'm sorry.
I let you get in my head and I doubted myself about something I knew was a fact. See? Why you can't listen to anybody?
No, especially me, because I'm an idiot. Come on.
So
now.
There you go. October 25th, 40 brand new Christmas movies, you weirdos.
Before Halloween.
I know. It's like ridiculous.
Come on.
So you can enjoy that. Your Hallmark Christmas schedule.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm not watching them.
I might watch
them. But you do you.
No.
You're going to be forced to watch them with your girlfriend, probably. And so Riggs will secretly like them with his wife. He'll love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Like I said, I don't know if you're going to be happy or upset about this, but R. Kelly has been moved out of solitary confinement.
Oh?
Put in general pop, baby. General population, here it comes. Sorry, not sorry if they beat your ass.
Let's, you know what?
Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, Allie, I feel like you got to talk in this high-pitched voice. What's the old, what's the rule in jail?
When you're
in the shower, what's the old
don't
adage?
Don't drop the soap. Yep. R. Kelly crying about being in solitary confinement.
Aww.
Even though he's basically put women in their minds in solitary confinement by raping them when they were children, but don't get me started on that whole thing. Anyway, he was all upset. He was alone. And since he thinks everyone loves him anyway, because that is how a narcissist lives.
Yes.
He thinks that he'll go into general pop and everyone will love him. Maybe they will. I hope they won't, because, you know, in jail, they don't like guys that sleep with kids.
No, that's the lowest of the low. That's coming from a criminal. Yep. I've been there. The lowest of the low.
Yep.
I've been in jail, not for bad stuff. I want to preface that. I just said that out loud. I'm like, wait a second. Preface it.
Okay, quote of the freaking day. I've been to jail, but not for bad stuff. One radio Givens. What the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about
I've been to jail, but for nothing bad. Things you don't need to say ever, okay? That just don't make sense at all. Just stop talking, okay? Givens, just stop. Okay, what'd you go to jail for? Now I need to know. And no. So does everyone else listening, because that was hysterical.
No, I don't want to say.
Oh, shut up and tell us.
Maybe some.
Did you like throw something at somebody in high school?
You want to know the God's honest truth, Allie?
When's the last time you were in jail? How old were you?
The last time I was in jail, I was 23 years old.
Okay, so 10 years ago.
It's been a long while.
I'll give you a pass for being an idiot when you were younger.
But I've gotten away with way more than I've gotten caught with. I
well,
should
haven't,
be.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, but I should be in jail for life, honestly. I probably
that's
shouldn't be.
That's debatable. Anyway, so, okay, fine. You're not going to tell us.
The mystery will remain, but maybe it's something.
The mystery's not remaining. Guys, I'll get FBI Allie. I'll get on the internet. I'll let you know everything Givens got arrested for.
And I know she will, son of a.
I'll find it. Don't you worry.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
I think it's because we, honestly, the two of us have not stopped talking on and off the air. There's been so much going on.
If you had a podcast for off the air, one, you'd need a real censor for it.
You darn tootin' Putin.
So we got some dirty mouths up in the studio.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show today, Givens?
You know what I learned, Allie?
What?
I learned that tomorrow night, the Packers party is at Allie's house. Because Allie doesn't know
really?
It yet.
Oh, the Packer party's in my house, is it now?
Allie doesn't know it yet, but I have been talking to Pottery Guy personally.
Are you getting it on with my man?
Not yet. Not yet, but I will. You know what? I am getting it on, Allie. The it, though, is not sex. It's planning, because we are planning us a Packer party.
I don't even know what's going on
exactly.
Over there.
And you hate
Damn
being,
it.
You hate being out of control?
Hell yeah, I hate it.
You are not in control.
Oh, please.
Can I ask you a quick question?
I don't know.
What time does your parents' flight leave tomorrow?
I think they're going to be out of the house by 6. But so, I shouldn't say that out loud. Why do I feel like a 14-year-old in high school where everybody's telling everyone there's a party at my house and I don't know anything about it?
You know why?
Why do I feel like that girl?
Do you know why you feel like that girl?
Because it happened in high school to me. I'm just kidding.
No, because you are that girl right now. We're having a full-blown party at your house.
If you bring booze.
Yeah.
He looks away like, damn, I wasn't going to bring booze.
Obviously.
Shoot.
Dude, yo. I still have a 12-pack of Natterdays in my fridge. You know I'm bringing booze.
I still don't know what the hell Natterdays is, just for the record.
Natty Light with strawberry lemonade, delicious Natterdays.
Oh, my God. Does it have carbs? Can I drink it?
You can drink it all, my dear. Only a few, though, because...
That's funny, yeah. So, you claim there's a Packer party at my house.
And now I know what time you're leaving to take your parents back to the airport, so I'm pretty damn sure this is going to happen.
Just knock if you show up.
I'm going to look for your car.
We're in the beginning of a relationship. You never know what could be happening, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, actually, I do know what could happen. You tell me off the air.
Now Gibbons is not going to knock. He's going to intentionally walk in because he's sick in the head.
Yeah, Okay, I'm going to open the door. I told Allie again that after I mentioned the Packer party that I had this image in my head of me walking into your house and this thing.
Getting it on.
You guys getting it on the couch. Like,
it's not far-fetched in the beginning.
I know.
You do it everywhere in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Kids are in school. It's fine.
Yeah.
What did I learn about Gibbons today? Oh, yes. I learned that little Gibbons over there has a problem with being hairy.
You're damn right.
Do you hate being hairy?
Hate it, Allie, so much,
we need to get you laser hair removal.
Been trying for 3 years in this
Somebody
place.
Needs to, like, do laser, like, seriously, because you're, like, such a candidate because you're so damn hairy.
Yes.
So you were saying, well, I said,
real quick, hold on, real quick. Eric, do you hear this? Eric, the sales manager, I need laser hair removal. Hello, sales staff. Continue, please.
I love it, man. Here's the deal. Gibbons tells me, I was complaining about all the layers I had on today because I said it's layer weather.
Yes.
And we counted, I had five on.
Including your bra, five layers.
Yeah, including my bra. Bra, tank top. Like long sleeve black shirt, then a t-shirt over it, then another hoodie over that. Like, it was absurd what I walked in to work with.
Yep.
So we started complaining about layer season and how we hate it. And then you said, I have like a layer of hair. You don't understand.
It's the worst.
It's like I already have layers on with all my hair.
Yeah.
So
no doubt.
I do feel for guys in that sense that are hairy.
You should, because
but
it really sucks.
At least women like the hair when you're older. Like, if you went, well, at least for me, I can't speak for all women. As I got older, I liked the hair.
Yeah.
I get when you're younger, you're like, eh. But here's the thing. You don't want to, like, you don't want laser hair removal everywhere. Like, we need to we need to do, like, your back.
Yes.
I will be your advisor. Okay, we need to do your back.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do your neck from, like, so you don't have to shave if you could do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Because guys can do their face.
I would absolutely love
you
to,
You would do
dude.
Your neck?
Yes.
What, is there anything else you feel, oh, your butt.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so you probably have, we don't want to get into details, but I would say your whole backside.
Here is where.
Leave the hairy legs, leave the hairy chest, leave the beard, and don't mess with anything else. Hairy arms.
The belly hair has to go, but No, Allie.
Why?
I'm going to lift up my shirt and
I've already seen you naked, like, almost. Let me see.
From, like. From
I can't,
like,
see because there's a computer
monitor.
I'm going to stand
on the chair. Oh, God, don't fall.
Did you shave it?
I shaved a little.
Oh,
I did. I tried to shave a little bit at the top.
Then I can't tell you if you need it because you shaved it.
It's so freaking hot. I promise you I need it. You give me a week and you'll see I look like a damn wolf, like a bear. I promise you, dude. I'm six
we're
foot 240
start,
of hairy
look,
man.
When we finally get you some laser hair removal on this show, we're going to start with your back.
Yes.
Is that fair?
100% yes.
Okay, good. We'll start in baby steps.
Now, Allie,
we'll ramp up. I like this imaginary setting we've created where you're now getting laser hair removal and I'm not paying for it.
Attention sales staff! Gibbons needs an endorsement for laser hair removal. You know what, Allie, hold on. Talk amongst yourself real quick.
You guys text in, by the way, to 7103.
Staff.
He's screaming. He's screaming down the hall.
Okay.
Oh my God. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh my God.
I have no idea. Look, have a great day, everyone.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.